Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and I don't like talking about this, but homophobia is wrong. It's because I experienced it so much when I was a child and an adult, and I didn't do anything to anybody. Especially wrong because I didn't know why I was dealing with these issues with crazy people who are ignorant, using their religion to target me. Well, the truth is that I realize that I am gay. So being a gay is a good thing. It's good to be gay. But while I'm not in no relationship, I'm not a stereotype. I don't like people, you know who the stereotype is. No, I'm not the stereotype who go around, I don't dress like a woman. That's not my type. I don't like men who dress in dresses or drag queens or dresses. I don't like that. That's not my type. You know, I'm just a regular person, you know. I don't discriminate against those types. I don't discriminate against anybody. But it was a process of realizing through homophobia, which was so horrific, to find out who I really was. And you know, the thing is that I knew I was gay when I was a child. But I thought, you know, because of religious strictures and restrictions and homophobia at a young age, it wasn't right to be gay. And that it was something I didn't talk about. And I never act on it, but people called me faggot all the time when I was a child. They called me faggot when I was a young adult. They called me faggot as a teenager. And I knew, when I realized I knew that I was gay, I had to keep quiet. I had to be in denial. I had to be in denial until I realized I had to be gay. I had to, because it was naturally who I was. I didn't choose to be gay. There was no choice. And because one reason why I had trouble with that part of me was because of the homophobia and the dangers. And it still is dangerous to talk about it. I know that if I put it on podcasts, that dangerous people would target me because of it. But I'm not interested. I don't come on to people. I mind my business. I do respect people of all walks of life, political beliefs, and so on. While I'm not in a relationship, I do not discriminate, but they discriminate against me. That's what I experienced with some ignorant people in my environment now. They already discriminate. Look at me, my skin color, my brown skin, which is natural. They discriminate me on that, and they're definitely going to discriminate me because of my sexuality. But it's none of anybody's business, is it? I don't think it's anybody's business what I do behind closed doors. And it's none of my business what anybody else do. Because we all have boundaries. Boundaries to respect. Unfortunately, the ignorance in the society caused so many atrocities. I was scarred for several years from the homophobia when I was a child. But when I realized that I really was what they were saying I was, after being called faggot so many times, and I was not in a relationship or interest, I couldn't do it. But then I realized there's nothing wrong with being gay. Gay is a gift, just like straight is. If you're gay, you're straight, you're black, white, Jew, whatever, we are all God's children. Now, on the other side of the coin, I did mention this in the previous episode about people targeting me 2 decades later. That is true. But I will say this. While that is insane to target somebody you don't know for 2 decades, it's also insane to target or harass anybody because of their color or sexual orientation. They are laws in the state. But some people are religious and some people are not. Religion should not be, they should not lose religion as a crutch to discriminate, and they do. But I'm telling it like it is. Some people in my environment think I'm crazy or I'm not well for saying this. It's normal. You cannot be homophobic. sexuality is in the mainstream through TV shows, government, etc. It's not taboo really anymore. Thank God that people are learning to learn about life, basic common sense. Just like I hope people can learn more about that COVID vaccines will prevent death. I think we came a long way, but we still got a long ways to go. One day at a time, and I'm proud to be gay. Good day, good night, and good night.